Welcome back to another Kind of Funny reaction to WandaVision, this time episode 5. We got Kevin Coelho, Andy Cortez, Greg Miller, Nick Scarpino, and me, Tim Geddes, here to talk about this.
You got it, Greg.
I don't know what he's talking about either, Tim. I don't know why I interrupt you. That's really awkward and weird. Andy, I need you to stop being rude.
Okay.
Yeah,
Andy. Keep being rude. What were your thoughts on this episode?
I mean, the MCU, huh? I mean, the MCU just continues to give and give. I cannot believe that. Like, if this show continues at this pace, right, with the cool reveals and the drama and the tension... Upon watching some of those scenes where you're starting to feel, you know, everything just breaking down and Vision is breaking down, and a fantastic job by Paul Bettany in that one scene. I thought he was just, you could feel the insanity happening. Like, what the fuck is happening, Wanda? I need to know. I love that sequence. If this show continues to do that, this single season could be, like, perfect. I'm kind of blown away at how little criticism I have for it. It just continues to be amazing. And I mean, Quicksilver, like, what the hell? Amazing, dude. Amazing.
Nick, what you got for me?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Andy, right? Like, the fact that they're willing to do what needs to be done to surprise me, and the fact that I was surprised, delighted, and shocked all at the same time that they brought in and literally recast the Quicksilver role for the MCU using the old actor from Fox just shows me that they really are looking at this completely differently. They're trying to find new ways to entertain the audience, and they're nailing it. And I was actually, it says something that I was as hyped for that as I was for when I saw the X-Wing move into, you know, the cargo bay. And I was like, wait a minute, are they doing this? And I said, and literally last night I was watching it. We finished up a Call of Duty match, and I was watching it with Snowmack Mike and the guys. And Andy popped back into the Discord to see our reactions to it. And Andy, you heard it in our voice. I was just like, I cannot believe how creative and cool and unique of a decision that was to do that. And also, somewhere Aaron Taylor Johnson is just shedding tears. He just has one little tear going, oh man, that could have been me.
Could have been him.
You did not see that coming, did you?
Sure. Greg.
Hi. What a fantastic episode. Like, you know what I mean? I don't understand. I keep waiting to be let down, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Where it's like, okay, it's Thursday. I'm super excited. It's like Christmas Eve. I go to bed and I turn it on and it starts. And I'm always like, is this going to be a filler episode? Is this going to go away and not answer a question I didn't want it to? Or, you know, is it not going to get to where I want it to? And so, like, when it started up, and I popped huge for the fucking Family Ties stuff. I was just like painting it and the song and shit. I was like, oh my God.
Dude, growing pains, man. Yep.
Growing pains. Yep. Yeah, that was such a good pull.
Yeah. Okay, cool. We're back in the sitcom world. And I was like, you know, I want to see more of what's going on the outside, but I guess we're going to go. And then immediately we're right outside again. And it is the breaks, and it is Vision, and it is, you know, him talking to the guy and breaking his brain for a second. So he could, where's my phone? And he's, you know, my sister taking it. I'm like, holy shit, this is awesome. And yeah, Paul Bettany, you know, I have a huge crush on, and he just dominates. You know what I mean? Like the anger he has in that fight with her when he's like, you know, you can't control me. She's like, can't I? And he has that moment. You're like, oh my God. Like, the way it just kept escalating. Agnes coming in and breaking in the very beginning.
Yeah,
right. Like, do you want me to go back?
Brutal.
Do you want to do it again? You want to go back to one or whatever? And it's like, oh my God, is this good? It's so good. Let alone, yeah, Quicksilver showing up and Jen be like, oh my God, it's Quicksilver. I'm like, yes, but do you understand what's happening? And she's like, yeah, it's Quicksilver from X-Men. I'm like, but nope. You know, her brother was Quicksilver, and like, this is how it's going. And like, he was Peter, and that's Petro. And it's like, oh my God,
And it's the 80s.
And here I am. Here I am. And I'm like, let's fucking go. Like, what's it going to be? Like, what is next week going to be? I can't wait.
This is the first official crossover, right, of the two universes, right?
Is it?
Well, we don't know.
There's a lot of questions. Herring. Yeah, Kev.
Yeah,
what do you got for me?
Oh man, they nailed it. I mean, Andy's hitting that nail right on the head, where it's like,
right on,
this might be some of the best like pop media that we've ever seen. Yeah. Where it's just you have these moments where you're just like sitting on the edge of your seat when they're both floating up, squaring up on each other, and you got Wanda about to fight Vision, and it's like, what is happening? Oh my God, it's driving me crazy. Not only that, then they do stupid meta shit where it's like Jimmy, you know, arguing with Darcy about who's the stronger Avenger. It was like, well, Wanda could have taken him out. Well, Captain Marvel almost took him out. And it's just like, oh, dude, this is like, you guys get everything. And you know how, like, the, you know, they're not making fun of us, the fans. I think that they're kind of like putting an homage to us, having like arguments like these for like so long.
Well, she could have beat Thanos if he hadn't fired the thing. Yeah. And then the second one of like when as soon as Quicksilver pops in or whatever, you know, the guy pops in and Darcy's like, she recast her brother or Petro. It's like that because that's what we're all yelling or saying or whatever. It's like so good.
It's so smart. I just love how well it seems the show was planned out in terms of having these reveal moments, not just be, oh, this character's back, but also be things like Jimmy Woo having these Reddit-ass conversations with Darcy that feel like they're all the same questions we're asking on this show and just across the internet. And it's so meta in the best way, because I think that, you know, we've heard this builds into the Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness and all that stuff. And like to us, that means a very specific thing of like, okay, cool. Characters we know are going to come back or are semi-familiar with might be a little bit changed or they're going to be here. They're doing so much more with it of building this world. And now this being the hex, them having a name for what's going on here. Like this is probably in the same way the snap, the blip have affected the MCU. Like we're going to be seeing the ramifications of what Wanda's doing right now or whoever's controlling Wanda is doing right now for years to come in the MCU of whatever this ends up looking like. This, again, fantastic episode. The Quicksilver reveal made me so happy because this is what I wanted them to do. And I love it because I have more questions than I had going into this. I think that episode 4 was such a great kind of reset point for the show of kind of like setting expectations for what the show is going to be going forward. And the out of the hex, in the hex stuff of this episode being a little bit longer than the other ones, I was like, damn, they really, really have me here. And like, I am at a place now where I'm like, okay, we have 4 episodes left and I can kind of put together what's going to happen towards the end. But there's about 3 episodes that I'm like, I don't know. There's a lot of ground that they could cover or go a completely different direction. Cause I think the last 2 episodes have proven to me that no matter how much comics we've read, no matter how many times we've seen the MCU and familiar with the X-Men universe, like nobody on the internet knows exactly what's going on here. So I think that's really awesome.
Nick wanted me to sing the accents song that we did the last time. I don't remember it. Just pretend I'm singing it right here. We can maybe insert it later.
Accents with Andy.
People do it. Americans can't do a Russian accent. Nick, I hate that she brought the accent back. I hated it. That's the only thing I hate about.
She had to.
Is that why you had your hand raised about the accents?
Yeah. I just wanted to criticize the accent for a second. Okay. I thought the episode was near perfect, except for I just, you know, guys, you know, I hate when Americans.
If there's an accent, Nick hates
accents
it.
Like that. I just hate it. I didn't like it.
It is. It's terrible. Feel like
it's pretty terrible. And I feel like to be a little critical of this episode, I think some of the stuff outside of the hex just didn't work as well. But I think that's just by comparison of the performances there by Catherine Hahn and Wanda, who they've now made this like unbelievable vision or evil person or antagonist. And it's so cool that they took this character that we loved and do that. And that's really great storytelling. I thought that was so intense, but then we cut out back to that, the FBI or the head of SWORD who just kind of is generic. I don't know. Just it starts to get fall apart a little bit for me out there.
I liked him. I liked that push and pull. And I liked it that he's not on our side. He's not on, you know.
Yeah, but I think the show is so unique that when they have that generic dialogue, it's you're like, oh, come on. You got another slice of that, right? You could have hacked that one more time. And
was it generic? You didn't love the conversation back and forth with the FBI guy of being like, you know, she's got no funny name. Like, no, she doesn't have a funny name. And she did this. And she did that. Okay, well, then she earned the Avengers trust. Like, they're doing such a great job with this of giving us characters that represent us, I think, there, where it's like, we know she's good. Clearly, she just needs to be talked down.
Yeah, I don't know. It some of that stuff just didn't work for me. I think some of the performances there were just a little bit lacking, and I think the dialogue was just a little bit. I don't know. I think they could have been a little smarter with that, especially since when we cut in, it's so meta and it's so good, and like everything in there is just so thought provoking that when we come back out and we're hearing like we spilled the same blood, the same mud, and you're like, all right, is this a Michael Bay show now? What's going on? But
I think there's more.
Those are all minor criticisms.
I think that's purposeful. I think we're going to see that guy. Like, there's some sinister shit going on with that guy that we don't know about.
Some Hydra
shit. And I think he's acting this way for a reason.
I do like the ratio of, you know, outside world to inside the hex slowly, slowly, you know, but it's becoming more and more 50-50 as we go on, which is kind of what we all predicted, right? I mean, at the beginning, you get those little tiny hints in the beginning of the season, and then it's kind of gotten more and more open. This movie, if anything, has just made me, like Tim was mentioning earlier, made me just excited for the Multiverse of Madness and the, I don't want to say like horror sort of terror vibes or whatever, but
horror now.
I mean, I don't, Kev. You know, I don't like
horror MCU. Come on, you love horror now. Just admit it.
No, I don't like. No, take it back.
Guys, it sounds like Andy loves horror. Let's sign him up for Shudder.
Take it back, everybody. But then I guess like in those moments where you're supposed to feel scared and you're not feeling safe because you know Wanda is kind of controlling all this and what's she capable of and how is she going to pop the fuck off and is she about to murder, you know, this general and everybody else. Like when the show wants you to feel tense, I think it does such a superb job at it. You feel worried and it just makes you feel uncomfortable in some of those moments. And I think that first break with Agnes was really like, what the hell is going on?
So off-putting. It's so unsettling.
Oh my god! Yeah. And then even better, the credits rolling.
Oh yeah, my god!
And they don't stop.
The credits rolling with Vision talking about like, how did all this start? Like, what is that? And then the credits breaking as soon as he busts through the door. I thought I love shit like that, dude. I thought that was so well done, and it's so you are so uncomfortable. And I don't know, I absolutely loved that whole little sequence.
I didn't expect them to have Wanda come out of the hex at all.
Me either.
And like seeing her do it in like modern Wanda look, but like seeing it where it's like, oh my god, you right now are not being controlled by anything. This is just Wanda Maximoff that we've known, and you're acting this way. And we see that the footage of her breaking in to steal Vision's
which
corpse.
Was cool.
Like
there
is so much dark ass shit in this, and I love that the show had to actually ask, like, wait, did she take some babies too? Like, are there just like a bunch of kids in here? And it's like, no, the babies were made from this. And it's like, there's so many interesting lines of dialogue that kind of add up or don't add up in ways that I'm so attuned to, where it's like her being asked, like who's controlling this? She's like, I'm in control. Or then there's times where she's like, I don't know how this started or whatever. So it's like, clearly she's not the one that's like totally a top play of all of it. But on top of that, just like seeing them kind of deal with the whole situation that they're in, but having her semi-break telling the rules when the dog dies to the kids of being like, you can't I tell you can't like raise your ages, and you also like we can't bring back the death. It's like, well, they obviously can bring back their ages.
The kids even say that. They're like, well, you can bring back dead, right? And she's like, no, we can't do that. And it's like there's this conflict there for her.
I mean,
which is cool.
That's more of a she was saying to them that like you shouldn't do these things, but Agnes' reaction of like you can do that was so cool, and like I think a little bit more telling, and it's cool that we
what are the implications there?
Yeah, when they cut to the billboard and the billboard, or not the billboard, but the like big giant thing they're doing with the pictures, and it has everyone's ID. Agnes is still missing an ID. It's just like, oh, this is such a good really setup for a mystery that like with each episode, it gets better, but I'm also more worried that like they're not going to be able to like take the ball
stick the landing.
Zone, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'm starting to feel that too. But hey, they haven't done anything to make me think that way so far. So
there was Watchmen TV show nailed it. So like it can be done.
Yeah, exactly. There was a fantastic interview that sort of resurfaced on Twitter of Elizabeth Olsen and Aaron Taylor Johnson both being interviewed during their press tour for Age of Ultron, and they are asking Elizabeth Olsen, what would you want to do with this character? And she said, I would love to do House of M. But I don't think Marvel would. I don't think Marvel and Disney. I don't even know if Disney had taken over by this point. I don't think
they
probably not.
Oh, they did? Okay. Yeah. She was like, I don't think that would is even a possibility. Like, come on. Could you imagine Wanda creating two children and then people telling her the children aren't real and her just freaking out on anybody? No way that would ever happen. It was like way back in the day.
Yeah. How many episodes is this going to be?
Nine.
Six. Oh, nine? Fuck. Oh, shit.
Yeah, they got plenty of to play around. The big question for me.
We got five more, dude.
What's so cool is just seeing like the long-term implications of how all this stuff plays out in the MCU. And that was always my biggest, like, I mean, I didn't watch all of S.H.I.E.L.D., but I always felt like S.H.I.E.L.D. just didn't matter. I always felt like, it was like, whatever's going on there is just like they're not really committing to it. And this feels like they're committing. This feels like this is content that's going to like help shape a little bit, an important bit of the overall MCU and really fit into it. And I think that's really important and very hard to do.
Yeah. I mean, I think that Nick, you're super like correct about that. Like I watched a lot, maybe like 4 seasons of Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., maybe 3.5, somewhere around there. And it's like, yeah, you really do, because like none of the characters are characters you know. It's so different to see the characters you know and have seen, like even
Lady Sif's in it.
Darcy. Huh?
Lady Sif is in it.
Coulson.
Yeah, Lady Sif isn't playing Lady Sif, though. You know what I mean?
Yes, she is.
Coulson is dead. No. She's an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. She's not Lady Sif.
No.
Who Lady cares? Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. sucks. Moves on.
Well, either way, I mean, yeah, hey, yeah. Bringing it back, like, you know, we got, I think there was one point in Endgame where someone's like, oh, that's the guy that's driving Tony Stark Sr. or whatever his name was, is from Agents of S.H.I.L.D. I'm like, I don't care about that. Now I care. Now I,
yeah.
Was he? Okay.
Yeah, he was from the,
now I'm like, I care about this. I have to watch these because these actually feel like, oh, that's right. He did the voice for, I apologize. This makes me want to watch all these TV shows. And I think it was Paul Bettany originally, but then I think they switched over to someone else who ended up getting that cameo.
Paul Bettany's voice is Jarvis. The actor that plays Jarvis in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is the driver.
Thank you.
But wasn't it,
either way?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That doesn't matter. That to me, the grander point is like that's cool. That's interesting to me. If this has a long term implication of potentially that Quicksilver being our Quicksilver going forward, which you know to Tim's point earlier, who the hell knows? That is a huge commitment on their part, and that is the kind of commitment that makes me really, really want to watch these TV shows. Unlike some of the stuff that I feel like has been done prior, or the stuff that's happening on the Star Wars side, where I'm like, I just don't feel like this has broader implications to the overall universe. This seems important, and I think that in and of itself is hugely important for to keep people's interest in the show.
I mean, it's Feige. That's all that it is. Like, it's him looking over it. It's him not wanting S.H.I.E.L.D. and not wanting the Netflix verse to be what they were. And it's like there was the war between the Marvel Studios and the Marvel TV side of things. And I mean, by sheer force, he won. And because of like the infighting that they had, like that's why there wasn't as much interaction as there was. But now they're like straight up doing the Disney Plus and MCU shows, and we're gonna see a lot of it in this. I mean, even this episode, something we haven't even talked about is that Monica Rambeau like straight up has her powers. Like she gets X-rayed.
It's yeah.
You're a photon. Like that's happening sooner than later. And I think that they showed that in a really quick way to like be like, go boom, there's her origin story. We don't need to worry about it too much. When she gets powers, it'll make sense.
It showed a way, I think, that made you think that if you don't know anything about it, that Wanda's still in control of her, or give you some kind of mystery surrounding her. And then if you do know, then you understand. But either way, you're gonna be happy when something pays off.
I didn't even catch that. What were her powers?
She does things with like energy manipulation stuff, photon energy things, which is why her X-ray was like all like blown out.
It was blank, yeah. And then like why her blood works being weird.
Okay, I didn't care. Yeah, that's okay. I saw that part, but I was like, maybe we'll get a. They'll explain this later.
The MCU is so good to us. We're like, the mom was named, her nickname was Photon when she was in S.H.I.E.L.D., and it says it on her plaque, and it's like, so she's gonna take that name and it's
take that moniker.
That's
so
dope.
That's good world building.
A lot of talks about astronauts and aeronautical engineers and stuff. I wonder if we're gonna get some cool cameos there.
Well, why did Monica Rambeau have that visceral reaction to hearing Captain Marvel's name?
Because Captain Marvel took her mom and debatably got her cancer by taking her to space.
Okay. Well, we don't know that. I thought it was more of a personal thing. You know,
I think that a whole bunch of stuff happened in the gap that we don't know about. I don't know. I think it could be any of that. I think it could also just be the fact that she feels abandoned by her, right? Like she was a secondary mother figure and like she went off into space to do her shit and like kind of left them alone. And like, now I'm sure there's a question there of like, did her mom ever get closure with Captain Marvel? You know what I mean? Did she ever come back in this down period, actually see her mom while she was dying?
Yeah. I don't think she did.
No,
like,
I don't
from everything we know. I don't think Captain Marvel's been back to Earth until Endgame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, we'll have to wait and see. We have a couple episodes
pretty
left.
Good
then
stuff.
Right after that, Falcon and Winter Soldier starts off with just 1 week break. Fantastic.
That's so cool.
We'll be back next week. Let us know in the comments below what you thought about this episode. Greg Miller, what's up?
How far off is What If? I'm excited about What If as well. Is it this, then Winter Soldier, then Loki, then What If?
Loki starts in May, and then What If in summer.
What a time to fucking be alive.
Yeah, know, and then right? Miss Marvel, and then Hawkeye, all this year.
God. Yes.
Till next time. Love you guys. Bye.